This painting of the Supper at Emmaus was painted by Caravaggio in 1601. It's in room 32. It was commissioned by Nobleman in 1601, and Caravaggio painted it. He hung around a lot around the Vatican because obviously religious paintings, the church had money to pay for things like that. The event that is portrayed here happens at the end of a long journey. Jesus has risen from the dead, and two of his disciples, or three here, I'm not sure whether it's two or three, have been walking along the road towards Emmaus, very dejected, very downhearted. Their Lord has been killed. He's died. It's all over. All the great things that they thought would happen haven't happened. And now it's just the end, and they're going home, not very happy. And someone joins them, the Lord Jesus, their Saviour, joins them on the road, and he starts to talk to them. Jesus never leaves us to grieve on our own or try to work things out by ourselves. He teaches us, and he teaches us from his word. So he started in the Old Testament, and he explained to these dear disciples all the things about himself, right from Genesis all the way through. It was amazing. We don't know what exactly the Lord said, but I'm sure it was something amazing. The disciples said that their hearts burned when they heard what he said. They knew that this was not ordinary. This was something very special. But God kept their minds from understanding or recognizing who they were walking along with. When they get to their home in Emmaus, they automatically invite him to dinner. They had no idea who they were sharing their meal with. And often we have no idea who we are sharing our lives with. As they sat down to eat, the Lord Jesus lifts his hand. We have here his hand at the food and his hand raised in thanks, his eyes downcast, giving thanks for the food before him. And suddenly their eyes are opened and they realise who he really is. That must have been quite an amazing moment. And it's a moment of understanding that we all must have. We must somehow realise who our Saviour is and what he's done for us. And when we realise that, we must realise our need of him, and that we need to trust him and be forgiven by him. Some do trust him, and others turn away even though they realise who he is, and they miss the chance to know him for themselves. They miss forgiveness. So this picture is a still life on the table. Nothing's moving there, but the characters around are very animated. Even the man at the back who's just standing looking at Jesus is absolutely spellbound by who he is. The man on the chair is about to jump up in glee, in surprise, in amazement. And the guy on the right has just got his hands out, beautifully painted hands, reaching out to the Lord. Maybe he's going to grab the Lord and hug him. Who knows? It's such a wonderful painting by Caravaggio. The things on the table are static, but the people at the table are in no way static. The important thing about Caravaggio's work was he did a lot of religious paintings of biblical themes, but the way he portrayed the characters, the Bible characters, he portrayed them as ordinary people, working people, people who were around him. Perhaps he used ordinary people as models. And this was really quite revolutionary at the time. And many people liked it and appreciated it because it brought Christ into a real focus in their lives. He was a real man. And the Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us he was not a glowing white man with gold hair and blue eyes. When you passed him in the street, you wouldn't even notice him. He was so ordinary. And Caravaggio seemed to catch that so well in his paintings. Caravaggio is an interesting painter. He had quite a bad temper, and he got into lots of controversies with people. And while he was at the Vatican looking for work, he got into an argument about something, and he actually killed somebody. So he ran away to the Knights of Malta to look for refuge there. He did paintings there as well, amazing paintings. But he got into another argument there and he had to go on the run. So it is amazing how somebody who has such a troubled life and who grapples with real sins can have such a delicate and beautiful way of showing Christ, the living Christ. Maybe Caravaggio knew his need of Christ more than most. Maybe that's why he painted him as he did. Because maybe he knew him. Maybe he knew the forgiveness of Christ and knew that Christ loved him and Christ was real to him. When you look at this painting, that really comes across, the humility of the Lord and the humility really of Caravaggio to portray him in that way. People in the church seem to catch on to this idea of painting ordinary people. And that's how we remember Caravaggio. But again, in this painting, the number one figure, the figure that your eye goes to and stays on, is the figure of Christ. His red garment, his white robe, his face, his bodily form is just ordinary, because that's how he looked. And the devotion of these disciples puts a lot of us to shame. They're just, as soon as they realise the Lord, the scales fall from their eyes, they are just delighted. They are just overcome with joy and emotion. The fact that he's at their table, eating their food and praying with them. I think really we've lost a bit of devotion like that. I think really the Catholic Church was quite good at that, being devoted to people. Yes, they were often devoted to the wrong people, but we need to be devoted to the Lord Jesus and not the things around us, not the top preachers, not the recognised churches. We need the risen Lord in these days more than ever, just as these disciples did.